Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. We've been sharing the results of a Barna Group study poll that asked 1,003 adults the question, "What is a purpose-driven life to you?" and found that the number one priority is family, and the number two answer was faith. The third most common answer, named by at least one out of every 10 adults, was having good friends. That commitment characterized the desire of 10% of the public. It was particularly common among people 60 or older, and single adults who mentioned it three times as often as it was among married adults. There's an old adage that says, good friends are hard to come by. Most of us have found that to be true. Actually, if you have one good friend, you have a priceless treasure. There are many levels of friendship, but what we're discussing here today is the kind of friend that walks in when the rest of the world walks out. This type of friendship is based on solid commitment. No matter what you do in life, I will always be your friend. Stick with someone long enough and they will inevitably do something that either upsets you or breaks your heart. The question is, will you still be their friend? Here's the reality check. Sooner or later, you're going to do something that they don't like, and you will certainly want them to hang in there with you. I've had friends stick by me when I was actually an embarrassment to be seen with. And down life's road a ways, I was able to reciprocate that level of friendship when they went through difficult times. Now that creates a very deep, meaningful friendship. Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother." That friend, of course, is Jesus. Think about it. Jesus Christ, God Himself, is your friend. He will never leave you or forsake you. Oh, you might walk away from Him, but when you turn around, He'll be standing right there, never wavering from His commitment to always be your friend. Take a good look at your friendships and your commitment level to always be there for them. And remember, family is family, but friends are the family you get to choose. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.